Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
Hello, fellow pro wrestling fans, and welcome to the State of Pro Wrestling podcast. Here Wednesday night, 83, 7 Central. You know what time it is. You crazy, Mark. You insane wrestling fans. How many Dynamite fans we got out there? Let's hear it. How about the NXT fans? You got any NXT fans out there? Now this song ain't about you. This is about the AEW mark tonight. Oh. MJF. FTR. Doc Spears. Tully. Coming off the airplane here. Kicking off AEW. From the airplane to the limousine. The landscape of pro wrestling changing here tonight. Let's run through the news really quick, and then we'll get to our first guest. NXT tonight, LA Knight, formerly Eli Drake, will be making his NXT in-ring debut. Excited about that one. There's a guy with huge star potential. Oh, my goodness, speaking of huge star, AEW kicking things off with Cody versus Penta. That was the end of my... That was the end of my notes here for AEW St. Patrick's Slam. We've also got Kingston and Moxley will take on the Good Brothers. Jade Cargill in action tonight. MJF and his faction, we'll hear from them. Just seeing them stepping off the airplane and into the limousine. Got to assume they're headed to the arena. Also tonight in the main event, Britt Baker versus Thunder Rosa in an unsanctioned lights out anything goes match for your AEW Dynamite St. Patrick's Slam. Other NXT news, let's jump back to it. Kicking off here. Cross confronted Balor to end NXT last week. What does that mean? Headed towards WrestleMania season. Huge main event right there. Cross versus Balor possibility. Speaking of huge main event possibilities, Penta and Cody right now on AEW. Amazing stuff. And then also Shotzi and Ember won the NXT. You can't say they were the inaugural champions, but they earned the NXT Women's Tag Team Championships. Let's get into it not tonight on the State of Pro Wrestling podcast here. I want to thank you all for joining us. Very happy with the numbers we've been doing so far and the crowd interaction. We hope to crank that up tonight. Action-packed show. Tonight, our first guest, CWE from Winnipeg, Canada. The hot shot, Danny Duggan. And then our second guest tonight from the Ugly Ducklings. They're out of the Carolinas area. But you can see them everywhere. One half of the tag team. But a part of the team, excellent team there. We'll have Rob Killjoy on the show tonight. But a lot of love for all the Ugly Ducklings, the whole Ugly Ducklings family. Rob Killjoy for joining us tonight. Shouts out to Lance Lute, our hearts with him. Coach Mikey, our smiles always with Coach Mikey, no matter where he's at. And Colby Carino, big quack quack to Colby out there carrying it off. I just say Colby. I meant there's an L in there. There was an L in there. It was silent, perhaps. All right. Let's into it. Let's see. Going on NXT, a hot start here. Finn and Cross, right there in the ring. Yeah, great show tonight. We've also got 2 hours tonight. We've expanded to 2 hours. The 1 hour simply not enough for everything we want to do. We've also got some special guest hosts tonight. Very excited to bring these special guest hosts on. We'll have Michael from Michael's Corner here to help me interview hotshot Danny Duggan. Michael, like myself, just extremely passionate fan. Excited to talk to him. When you go to live shows around Minnesota, everybody knows Michael Earl Pam. Just great energy and presence at the shows. Excited to bring him on. He's got a great interview series called Michael's Corner. You guys can go check that out on YouTube. He's also got a Facebook presence. We'll get into that with him as well. Yeah, excited to bring him on. And then our other special host is going to be a surprise here for Danny. Yeah, I'm going to reach out and see if we can bring Danny on here. Just going to send him a message here. He entrusted me with his phone number, so yeah, if anybody wants Danny Duggan's phone number, no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, very excited tonight. Also, we got some music from AC/DC, there we go. All right, let's bring on our first guest tonight. He's an amazing wrestling talent. On top of that, amazing promoter. Recently stepped into the world of fatherhood. Seems to be doing a pretty amazing job at that as well. We are very proud, very, very happy to introduce the hotshot, Danny Duggan. Let's bring you live here. Let's unmute you. Hello, Danny, are you with us?
I am with you.
Excellent, excellent. How are you doing tonight?
Good, except you missed a little part of that introduction. It is the man with arms of steel and ass with sex appeal. He's jacked, he's fanny packed. He's hotshot Danny Duggan.
Beautiful, beautiful. I couldn't have said it any better myself. Let's see, what have you been up to recently?
Recently, I've been up to a whole lot of nothing. Here in Canada, the lockdown restrictions are probably some of the most severe in the Western world. So we have not done a live event, I think, since November 4th. And, you know, CWE as a company, the company I operate, went from doing 124 live events in 2019 to 22 last year. And all those were done in very small capacity, with a capped 100-person audience, with social distancing and masks and the whole shebang. So it's been quite the shock to the system in terms of our operation up this way. We're really hopeful to get things back up and running in the spring as things seem to be loosening up a little bit. So we're hopeful that they're going to give us enough time to get a good run in again before they hopefully don't, but more than likely will lock us back down again as the weather changes.
Hey, that's too bad to hear. Yeah, things have been slowly opening around here. It's been a rough 2020. Lots of stuff was shut down here around Minnesota as well. I mean, and everywhere across the board, I suppose. But, yeah, I hope you guys can bounce back.
Yeah,
I've
been keeping an eye on it. I got so many friends down in Minnesota, and it's wild to see because, like, before the border closed, that's another, like, I was doing probably, you know, 100-plus events a year down in the U.S. I felt like I was down there every weekend, and now it's been over a year since I've been able to even cross the border. But I try to keep in touch with the guys down there, and it's crazy because there's shows in North Dakota, there's shows in Wisconsin, there's shows in other parts of the Midwest, but Minnesota doesn't seem to have much of anything going on. Seems to be a little more strict there than other areas.
Yeah, it's been rough. I've seen, we just went to a first wrestling show a couple weeks ago, but, yeah, very – you know, everybody had to wear masks and practice social distancing and everything. But, yeah, hopefully things continue to open up and we can get back to business. And it was kind of fun to be on social media and to see the live clips from shows going on. It just made you really miss that. You know, every weekend you'd get to see those clips and everything and kind of have that feel and just that absolute drought. Recently, but
yeah, and I'm excited for it, man. To be honest with you, I can't sit and watch any more wrestling on TV without a crowd. It's too tough for me to do, and you know, even as a wrestler and as a fan, the audience is everything. And without being able to have a crowd in the building to cheer and to boo the bad guy and everything in between, professional wrestling just isn't the same. It doesn't have the same energy. It doesn't have the same environment. So I'm really hopeful we can get back to business, you know, across the world as a professional wrestling industry, because it's really been hindered not being able to have a live audience in front of those TV cameras or at the live events.
Certainly. And you mentioned not watching wrestling. Do you keep up with the current product at all?
I keep up with a lot of it online and try to, you know, if something catches my attention, I'll go out of my way to watch it specifically or just try to keep up with certain matches or clips of things that are going on. But I try to keep my finger on the pulse of what's happening. It's been a while since I've actually sat down and watched a full program in its entirety. I tried very much so, because I had nothing but time when the lockdown started. So I figured I'd make up for all the lost time on the road where I don't get to watch too much modern day wrestling. But I burnt out on it very quickly just for that very reason. It wasn't due to the talent not working hard or putting forth a great effort or anything of that nature. It was very well done on their behalf, but just not having that atmosphere made it very tough. So I kind of tuned out a little bit and now starting to dip my toes back into it now, you know, especially AEW does have an audience for the majority of their shows now, which makes it a little more easy to watch, having that sincere reaction and not a canned one that WWE has been presenting as of late.
Certainly. And earlier you brought up that you tour. I think that's one of the unique things that you do with CWE is a touring schedule. Can you give us a little more info about that and your history?
Yeah, well, if you rewind a year from this month, we were supposed to start, you know, what was going to be the biggest tour in company history. We're going to be doing 36 events and 36 nights. And that was supposed to span from Vancouver, British Columbia on the West Coast all the way out to Montreal, Quebec on the East. So that's essentially going from Portland, Oregon, to Vermont, if you're doing the geography on the U.S. side of things. So we were covering a lot of ground. We had a lot of top talent booked. Shane Douglas was supposed to headline the tour. We had Vampiro as a co-headliner. We had five or six different Ring of Honor talents that were appearing. So things are looking up and being very busy. And that's something that we're doing quite frequently. We do those tours a year. We have now for going on 12 years, and they were just getting bigger and better each and every time. And, before the pandemic began, wrestling was kind of seeing a bit of a revival across the board, just everywhere. It was kind of cool to go to wrestling shows again. So we were riding that wave. And, you know, it was just a few years ago, we were doing 12 and 15, 20 show tours. And in just a short period of time, we were able to double that because the demand for wrestling was so great. So we're very hopeful that when things start to level out again, that same enthusiasm will be there and people will be excited to get back out in public and do things again so we can pick up where we left off.
Certainly, man. Amazing. Unheard of for an independent company to be touring like that. I can't think of any other promotion in North America that does that.
No, and that's a big part of why we started doing it. There's, you know, being up here in Canada, that's why I love wrestling in the States. Everything's so close. So you can go from one major city to the next in a very short period of time and make your money and go home. Here we're not as lucky. All the major cities are very, very far from each other. So you're looking at anywhere from 5 to 8 to 12 hours between major cities, and you have a lot of small town in between. So it's not the most logistical just to be going and doing the major cities like a lot of companies do in other areas of the world. So you have to stop in between and do the small cities so you can make the big ones work. So that's it. Just kind of kept growing. So we wanted to keep on expanding further out west, further out east, and hit those major markets. But in order to do so, you have to make the small ones along the way viable, or it's not going to be cost effective to do it. And you talk about how no one else does it. If I believe it's now available in the U.S. if you have Amazon Prime, but there is a documentary on one of our tours called, I think it's under the U.S. banner of Canadian Wrestling's Elite Ring Warriors. And there was a documentary crew that came and followed us for, I think, 2 or 3 weeks on a tour while we had Jake Snake Roberts as a headliner. About 2 or 3 years ago in the dead of winter when it was minus 50 for the 3 weeks of the tour. And they kind of encapsulated what tour life was like in Canada and going to the small towns and the big cities and the cold weather in between and some of the harsh travel conditions and accommodations and things of that nature. So if anyone's ever interested in getting a true look at the Canadian tour life, I know that's available on Amazon Prime across the world now. And I believe Netflix in some countries as well.
Very cool, man. That's definitely one I've been wanting to check out. I know it wasn't available stateside at first, but yeah, it's definitely something I'll check out there on Amazon Prime. So the documentary was called Ring Warriors?
Yes, Canadian Wrestling's Elite Ring Warriors. I know in Canada it was called Ring Warriors. It might be a subtitle in the U.S., but I believe there is a wrestling company with the same name in the U.S., so there might have been some trademark issues.
Okay.
But if you put Canadian Wrestling's Elite in, you'll be fine either way.
Awesome. Yeah, that's something I really wanted to check out. Just all the big name stars. I think that's something real cool about independent wrestling is be able to see stars. You said like Jake the Snake Roberts, Vampiro, Shane Douglas. Who's some other people you've brought in or some memories on the road?
Oh, man, we've been so lucky. I updated our alumni section not long ago, and I think we've had close to 100 former WWE, AEW, you know, Impact-type alumni that have been through here either before or after their stop in those companies. So we've been really blessed. In recent years, the majority of the headliners have been, you know, have been the WWE legends because the more we expand and go into the bigger markets, Canada's very much stuck in the 80s that way, where if you're a big star in the 80s or even the Attitude Era now has that same reputation here, you're still viewed in a very different light than modern day wrestling is. So you know, the Jake the Snake Roberts of the world and, you know, Demolition and the Honky Tonk Man and Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff and guys like that have been up this way. And then you have the New Age Outlaws and Val Venus and, you know, guys from that era, D'Lo Brown, Ron Simmons. And then there's been a lot of guys that are on WWE TV that have been up here and have done some tours with us, whether it be Daniel Bryan, Seth Rollins, Cesaro, and I'm sure I'm probably missing a few more. Kenny Omega was, you know, one half of our first ever CWE Tag Team Champions before he got his big break and exposure in the U.S. So there's a lot of guys from across the board, from pretty much every generation of wrestling. If they were available at some point taking bookings, they were probably up here in Canada and freezing to death.
Amazing, amazing. We got a couple callers coming in right now, co-hosts. But there's just one thing I want to talk about. Our show here on Open Talk 313, The Flash, our network here got hooked up through a fellow pro wrestling journalist, Jordan Garber. I know he recently passed away. I know he was from Winnipeg, and you guys had crossed paths before. Any stories about Jordan that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I absolutely love Jordan. He was a really good kid, and, you know, he reminded me a little of myself because I got involved in the industry when I was a young teenager, 12, 13, 14 years old, helping out at local shows. And that's kind of what Jordan was as well. So I kind of had a soft spot for him when he came around when a lot of guys wouldn't give him the time of day. So he actually came on quite a few road trips with us. He probably traveled more than a lot of wrestlers from the area because he just wanted to learn the business and be around it and things of that nature. So we brought him to the U.S. with us quite a few times. He made some trips. So, yeah, Jordan, he definitely is missed. He always brings a smile to your face with his shenanigans and Austin stupidity. And, yeah, I definitely have some good memories. We brought him to his first strip club in Wisconsin, you know, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he had never been before, so he was completely mesmerized by what was going on, even though it was probably the worst quality strip club in the entire country. But it didn't make a difference to Jordan. And he thought he was hitting it off with a very large lady who was performing her trade that night. And he thought he was maybe getting over and striking up a personal connection. But before the night was done, he didn't realize he had spent all his money on her and off she had gone, so he learned a valuable lesson. His first time at the strip club, and we had a good laugh at for quite a while after that. But he was a great guy who meant really well, and he's definitely going to be missed.
Classic, classic story for sure, man. Just had a huge passion. Kind of shot from the hip sometimes, but definitely, yeah, I missed that dude a bunch. And I was hoping to have him. And we did a lot of fun comedy stuff and whatnot. Kind of pushed ourselves creatively. But yeah, let's get it. Our first caller here. See if he's got some questions for you. We are here live with Hotshot Danny Duggan. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Michael
Hello?
From Michael's Corner?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing tonight?
Now
Michael?
We've got the real star of the show.
Yeah. I'm going to sit back and hand this over to you, Michael, all right?
All right. Hello, Danny.
Hey, Michael. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. You're missed very much as well. It's been a long time since I've seen you, and hopefully that changes sooner than later.
Well, Yeah, oh my God. It's been like a year since I've been to any wrestling shows and whatnot. So, yeah, I do miss it a lot, though, and it's beginning to be a little bit stressful. So,
well, hopefully things are changing and that turns around for you soon.
Yeah, I have some questions for you to ask you and whatnot. My first question to you is, why the heck does your Facebook account keeps? I mean, I gotta say, why are you always in Facebook jail? I mean, every time I try to look for you, you know, you're nowhere to be found on Facebook. So,
because I'm a bad human being on the internet, Michael. I violate terms and standards, and they don't like that, so I get my access revoked. I'm like a child being put in timeout for the things I'm saying
oh
I'm not supposed to.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And the same thing goes with your Instagram page. I mean, come on. You're getting in Instagram jail now, and then you got Twitter. You're in jail with Twitter. I got to admit, I was in jail a couple of times on Twitter.
I've yet to be put in there, so you got me beat on that one. No, mm-hmm. It's actually not a bad thing. So I find it humorous. I don't shy away from speaking my mind, and if that violates terms of service, then by all means, then do what you got to do and revoke my service. But I'm not one to be quiet when I feel I need to say something. But at the same time, it's been kind of rejuvenating, because anytime I get a ban off of those things, I don't, if whether it be 7 days or 30 days, I don't need to necessarily spend as much time on my phone anymore. And that's been a real blessing, just to put the phone away, and you notice it because your phone will tell you how much time you spent on it each week. And when I have those bans, I spend a lot less time with my eyes on a screen and a lot more living life. So it's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you a lot of questions. It's a little bit on a personal side, but how does it feel that now that you are a father now, how has your life has changed?
Well, it's been a double-edged sword. You know, it's been a good thing in the sense that, you know, this all happened when the pandemic kind of, she just turned two. So over half of her life has been with what's going on in the world today and restrictions and things of that nature. So I've been very lucky in the sense that I've been able to spend a year at home, where if things hadn't have happened the way they did across the world, I probably would have been gone for 80% of that last year, being on the road and having to, you know, just connect on the telephone and through FaceTime and things of that nature. So it's been absolutely amazing to actually get that time at home and see her grow up every day and see a lot of the firsts. And it's something that I wouldn't trade for the world. It's been an absolute blessing, and it's changed my life for the better. It's given me a new mm-hmm. direction, and I really enjoy it.
All right, and one last question, because I don't want to waste any time and whatnot. But when everything gets back up and running again, and when I see you at wrestling shows again, you know I'm going to give you a hard time. I'm going to give you such a hard time.
You sound like the big boss man, Michael.
Yeah. When I'm in Michael mode, watch out, because you never know. You never know.
I know
what
that's
kind
all about.
Mm-hmm. I miss being Michael mode. So
that's one. That's one of the reasons I wanted
go
to
go put your jacket on, put a pair of shoes on, and go on the corner of the street and let people have it, Michael. Get it out of your system.
All right. Well, thank you, Danny, for your time.
Thank you, Michael. We'll see
awesome.
You soon.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, man. Thank you, Michael, for joining us today. Appreciate having you on there. We were talking about the live shows and that energy and Having you at all these live shows, man, I miss that. I miss having your energy around. It was great to have you on the show. Great questions, man. Thank you for being a part of the podcast today.
Yeah, you're very welcome anytime.
All right, man. We'll take care. We'll talk to you again, bud.
All right. Bye.
Awesome, awesome. Some great questions there. And speaking of fellow podcasters and interviewers, we've been digging. We found what can you tell us, Mr. Danny Duggan? Can you tell us about the Okanagan?
About the Okanagan, that's one of my favorite places in Canada. I told myself that when I'm old and ready to retire from wrestling, because it's kind of isolated and kind of in the middle of nowhere geographically in terms of the wrestling world, I'd like to maybe one day set up shop there. It's an absolutely beautiful place. It's in Western Canada. It's in the mountains. It was about a little over a year ago, I went and took a personal vacation out there, did some wrestling, and just spent a week out there, actually. It was absolutely incredible. And anytime I talk about Canadian scenery and enjoying a vacation, it's usually the Okanagan what I'm recommending to people. It's a great area with great people, and it's something people got to check out.
Wow. Very interesting. I did not know that. I've got my friend here, Ruff Waters from the Okanagan Review. He does wrestling interviews and clips as well.
Definitely.
Bring him on now. We've got to wrap this up. We got about 3 more minutes left here with Hotshot Danny Duggan. Ruff Waters, are you with us?
Hello.
Hello. How you doing tonight?
Good. Danny, are you doing a tribute to Jordan Garber anytime soon?
Oh.
Am I what, sorry?
Doing a tribute to Jordan Garber?
It's completely muffled on that end. That's not coming out clear to me at all.
You're going to be doing a tribute to Jordan Garber.
Oh, a tribute to Jordan Garber. We don't have any live shows planned, so that was, the idea and what we were thinking when he passed, that we'd do something there, but it's been, 3-4 months now, and we haven't had the opportunity, and we still don't know when we're going to have an opportunity to do so. So definitely something that's on our radar and something I hope we can accomplish.
One final question. Between you and the Mecca, Shane Madison, who has the bigger cock?
Well, he is the bigger cock, so that answers part of the question. I've been in the ring with him, I've been in the locker room, I've never examined, so that's something you're going to have to do some personal investigating on your own for.
Whoa, he cut off. That was not Ruff Waters from the Okanagan Review. I was, maybe he had some trouble joining us. I'm not seeing him here on the call-in list. Some interesting questions nonetheless. I don't know. He's definitely not.
In the world of pro wrestling.
People are interested in stuff. Danny, anything else you want to leave us with before you take off?
Yeah, most definitely. Like I mentioned, we're not doing live events right now, but we are starting up doing some internet television. We got a local TV deal here in Winnipeg. We'll be announcing the debut date any day now. We're just waiting on it from the television company. So we're going to be airing here in Manitoba on a weekly basis with a 30-minute weekly program. And then the following day after it airs on television, it's going to be going up on all our social media so our fans around the world could tune into CWE Adrenaline and keep up to the action on what's going on as we navigate these new waters of professional wrestling and studio wrestling.
Awesome, man. Very excited. Great talent pool you guys got up there. Are you guys still running that wrestling school as well?
Yeah, we sure are. We got a class that's in session right now. We've got another 6 students that are starting in a couple weeks, and it's been the most successful it's been in terms of numbers in years. So we're really excited about that, and we're really excited about the wrestlers that are produced right now. And we think Central Canada's got a bright future ahead of it after a little bit of a lull because of lack of facility for so many years in the area.
Awesome. Great news. Giving me goosebumps. Excited to see some wrestling. Great to hear you guys getting a TV deal. Excited to see you continue to grow, man. You've done so many amazing things and brought so much to this pro wrestling world. Very much appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
Thank you, my man. And I should mention it is available at CWE Canada on Facebook and Twitter. So that's where you're going to want to follow us to get all those information on those TV updates. And you can find me directly on those links as well.
All right. Awesome. Very cool. Ladies and gentlemen, hot shot Danny Duggan. Give it up one time. He's
thanks,
jacked,
boys.
Fanny packed. Well, what was the other line? Jacked, fanny packed.
The man with arms of steel and ass with sex appeal. He's jacked. He's fanny packed. He's hot shot Danny Duggan.
Awesome. Awesome, man. Have a great night, Danny. We'll be back here shortly with our next guest, Rob Killjoy of the Ugly Ducklings. But for now, enjoy this old school jam, AC/DC night. Right now, AEW, we got MJF with FTR, Spears, Tully, his bodyguard. NXT, we've got Adam Cole in the ring, Kyle O'Reilly on the screen. Let's kick this old school jam. If you were a fan in the 90s, heard this one today, and I just think of that strut, man. He also won the NWA Championship. He was with that girl y'all were dreaming of. One third of that Triple Threat.
Woo!
That top roll power bomb, man. Him and Lance Storm as a tag team.
Woo!
Selling. Got Pin Amber on NXT here. Back here, State of Pro Wrestling podcast. That was AC/DC, Back in Black. Chris Kennedy, I don't know how. Paulie had the deal. You can watch the documentary. Had all the sweet themes. Enter Sandman. Good Lord. I just been thinking all week. I was like, man, let's play some of these themes. It's a lot of fun. Part of wrestling. You know, Eric Cannon's theme will come on. The Outfield will come on once in a while. And I just get all fired up for CM Punk. Come on. Even if I'm at work at the warehouse, the Cult of Personality will come on. And I'll be checking checking the entrances for us, CM Punk. Just hoping. It's going to, well, someday. It's got to happen eventually. I mean, times are at least once, right? I want to thank you, fans, for tuning in here tonight. The State of Pro Wrestling podcast. We are back 2 hours live tonight. The whole concept these last couple months has been to kind of chill, watch AEW, NXT here in this time slot. But now with NXT moving nights to Tuesday night after WrestleMania, not quite sure. Should we keep this time slot? What do you guys think? We'll see if the numbers keep going all right. We'll keep at this time slot. I really enjoy doing this podcast, bringing all my creative craziness the forefront. I mean, obviously, initially I wanted some guests, so it wasn't me just doing these dang rambles that you're already tired of hearing. But yeah, some guests, and then once we got the guests on, goodness, a couple weeks ago we had Downtown Petey Brown, Rampage Santana, a couple wrestlers here from Minnesota, and we also had Martin from Wrestling with Unicorns. And I think other than discussing Top Flight, we talked about AEW and NXT for maybe like 5 minutes, if that. You know, we just got lost in this world of pro wrestling. I think, like Danny Duggan said, there has been this emptiness, this missing spot for us, all us wrestling fans that we've been trying to fill, whether you've enjoyed the TV products that they've been putting on. Or what. But yeah, we've also got a great, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, State of Pro Wrestling. We've got an interview from a couple years back with Danny Duggan at one of the shows that he did here in Minnesota. And you wouldn't believe who snuck in the interview there right before we were about to shoot. The zombie princess, Jimmy Jacobs, comes wandering in, asks if he can be part of the interview, and of course we oblige. Of course you're on, man. You're... Let's see. Oh, no. So you get a caller. I don't know if we should take this after the last questions that were asked. But let's jump into it. 431. Is that a Carolina? 431, is it? Is that a Carolina number? Or is that an Okanagan number? Hello, hello. You are live with the State of Pro Wrestling right now. Hello, caller. Are you with us? All right, we'll mute you and bring you back on here shortly. But yeah, 45, six more minutes. We've got a member of the Ugly Ducklings, one of the most entertaining teams in all of pro wrestling. You've got Rob Killjoy joining us tonight. Team partner Lance Lude / the other tag team partner / trio Colby Carino, the baby duck, Quack, and Coach Mikey. Some great memories with those guys too. We haven't run into a Colby Carino yet, but Lance Lude and tonight's guest Rob Killjoy. I remember seeing them for the first time at a first wrestling event here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, hosted by a promotion run by Eric Cannon. Great, top-notch promotion. You guys want to check out some indie wrestling, look up First Wrestling. That's First. But instead of the I, there's a one. First Wrestling. Their big show is Wrestlepalooza, typically held a couple years at First Avenue, the world-famous nightclub. Opened by Prince there, the Purple Rain.
and then Purple Rain and all that. But amazing wrestling events put on by him. But he brings in top-notch indie talent. And a few years ago, I just happened to be doing some work with Fest Wrestling, and they brought in the Ugly Ducklings. And a couple of our interviews fell through. Seen the guys, was like, hey, can we get an interview? And just two of the coolest guys, most down-to-earth, like, ever, man. Like, they gave us the time of the day. They didn't have to either, you know. Gave us, and then a lot of the interviews, a lot of the shoot interviews that I do are like these, you know, classic standard shoot interviews. But when I interviewed them, it was a shoot interview. They were shooting for sure. But I loved that they're just themselves, these over-the-top, crazy, fun. It reminded me of like Bushwhackers or just late 90s or late 80s, early 90s. But in a good way, but in a very, very good way. Like, I can't believe they're not on TV yet. Like, that's what was exciting about tonight's show. Was just thinking, just the talent level out there. You know, you see so many spots on TV, but you see these guys on the independent grind, just as good as anybody on TV. Here you see Matt Hardy on AEW. It was very cool. We went to WrestleMania there in Orlando a couple years ago, 2017. It was cool to see him at the WrestleCon show, you know, Hardy's, and then at the ROH show, a little bit bigger, you know, in the Civic Center, and then boom, WrestleMania. It really open your eyes, like, hey, these guys could be wrestling on TV. You're seeing Arya Daivari just, boom, pop up, surprise, Monday Night Raw, he's there, man. Like, he looks like he belongs. Seeing Danny Duggan even working security, there's that picture of Danny Duggan working security, he's standing next to Kevin Owens, and he looks like he can kick Kevin Owens' ass. No disrespect, Kevin Owens brings a lot on the mic and everything. I don't know if too many people talk shit better, more creative than that guy, but the point is, these guys belong, man. Just because they aren't on TV or under contract doesn't mean can't take anything else away from these guys. And a lot of the times, it's just right place, right time, who the promoter is looking for, you know, what they're looking for. Just as much as anything else. So, yeah, that's how it goes, you know. But let's see. We got our next member of the Ugly Ducklings, Rob Killjoy. Rob, are you with us? Not yet. Okanagan, is this you? Am I just muted? Turn it down. No? All right. Well, let me give him another minute here. We also got some extra segments tonight. We got a very special, a secret guest tonight. And a fun show. I've been wanting to put more together. It's been kind of fun, you know, starting from scratch, this new medium called podcast. Especially now in this day and age with video and everything, it's kind of interesting just to go back to strictly voice. And I've got such a beautiful voice, so it works. Want to have some fun tonight. They got that stupid show on TV, The Masked Singer. But tonight, we're going to bring you an awesome version of that. We're going to bring you a segment called The Masked Wrestler Singer. So we're going to have a wrestler come in here with the mask on so you can't tell who they are. And they're going to sing a song a cappella. And you guys just call in and guess. We'll take the 100th caller. We'll win. If they can guess who the wrestler is singing, they will win the State of Pro Wrestling podcast prize package for tonight. Check my messages real quick. Yeah, not seeing anything. Should we go to one more AC/DC song? Yeah, let's do it. We got Lucha Express Private Party in the ring now. It's like Bear Country is out there as well for AEW, NXT, on commercial currently. I'm watching on the app, so I am a little bit behind live TV, if you're wondering about that or critiquing that. What's this other AC/DC song? Uh-oh. This one. No, we can't get free commercials out. Not yet, but if you would like to sponsor the State of Pro Wrestling podcast, hit us up, stateofprowrestling@gmail.com. Definitely looking for sponsors as we continue to grow the product. Last year, really planned to crank it up before COVID shut everything down. So kind of picking back up here a couple weeks out. Time Bomb Pro Wrestling is a huge show. It'll be streaming live on YouTube, on their YouTube channel. That's Time Bomb Pro. That's Sunday, March 28th on YouTube. But, yeah, we'll be there live looking to get back some huge shoot interviews coming, being put together. I don't want to say too much because sometimes things fall apart and whatnot. So, yeah, but very, very excited about that event. Main event, the Time Bomb Pro Champion. Now, typically they're a no-ring deathmatch promotion. The champion has been Orin Vite, and he's been making huge waves, traveled to Japan, Mexico, all over the U.S., doing these death matches. You might have seen him on GCW. He'll be a very cool thing. WrestleMania weekend, he's going to be on that deathmatch show. I can't think of the name. I don't want to call it that deathmatch show. But very cool that he's challenged two other fellow Minnesotan deathmatch wrestlers who haven't had all the spotlight in the Renaissance, Ricky Noren and Damon Spriggle. Am I saying that right? But a couple guys who have gotten into that world. Ricky Noren, very cool. We got to interview him a couple times as well. Very, very interesting, very animated character. Just like our next guest here, part of the Ugly Ducklings, he is Rob Killjoy. Rob, how you doing tonight?
Quack, quack. How you doing?
I am doing excellent. And I'm very. I can. You're coming through loud and clear.
Loud and clear. How's it going? Thanks for having me on a State of Pro Wrestling podcast tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. A lot of great memories. Our first time that we met and got to interview you and Lance Glued, the Ugly Ducklings tag team was here after Wrestlepalooza. Maybe one of the funnest interviews that I've ever had.
Well, yes, I do remember that. That was a very fun interview. I'm glad to be back. I'd love to come back to Minnesota sometime.
That would be amazing. And hopefully things open up, continue slowly opening up around here. What's the indie wrestling scene like in your part of the country?
Well, I've been staying busy ever since, even whenever COVID hit, I was only off a total of like 6 weeks. So I, because I live only, a few hours from Tennessee, and it's the Wild West out there. But things kind of opened back up in South Carolina as far as shows go. You know, everything socially distanced and following guidelines and everything. But I've been staying busy. I just wrestled this past Monday. I'm wrestling next Thursday. I've got, I'm wrestling 3-4 days a week. I'm doing double shots on Saturdays. I've got two shows this Friday. You know, I've been busy. Just making money. I've been wearing my mask, keeping my distance from people, and getting tested every week, and so far so good. So I'm trying to be responsible and still be able to do what I need to do.
Awesome, man. That's great to hear. Yeah, very different. Our guest earlier, Danny Duggan from there, Winnipeg, but his promotion travels everywhere across Canada, and they've been absolutely shut down. Here in Minnesota, been a few shows. Yeah, it's been rough. It's great, great to hear that you've been able to keep at your grind, keep at your craft.
I'll figure something out. There's always something happening somewhere. Like I said, I've got like Indiana. I've done some no fan shows. Like say in New Jersey and Philly, and just you know, tapings for like for TV shows for like Catalyst and, you know, like say their TV and XWW here in North Carolina. You know, so there's a. I don't know. There's always something going on. I mean, there's still some no fan shows. There's shows with fans. There's shows where they're taking all the precautions they can. There's shows where people are not taking any precautions and nobody seems to care. It's crazy. It's just the gamut.
For sure. Yeah. It's been an interesting world since last spring. Or I think it was right.
That is a word for it.
When it was the road to WrestleMania. Excuse me. Speaking of that road to WrestleMania, looks like you're booked on a GCW show for a WrestleMania weekend. Is that right?
Am I? Which one for GCW? No, I've I'm.
The
I know that I have.
Right?
I know I'm on Unsanctioned Pro on Saturday.
Oh, all right.
I know.
My bad.
Friday. Friday, I've got Action and Pile Driver Pro versus Real Pro. Like say, which they're those are both in the same slot, 20 minutes apart. So I've got both those shows. So I've got to do one and book it to the other. I think I'm getting something Thursday, and then I know I'm back in South Carolina for a show that Sunday, second day of WrestleMania.
Oh, wow. So you said Friday and Saturday you'll be there?
Yeah. Like I said, I think I have something in the works for for Thursday. But I know I've got
okay.
at least two shows Friday. And I want maybe two shows Saturday or maybe three shows Friday, one show Saturday.
Awesome. Is that all solo action or what you got going on?
Well, it's some solo action. I'm also teaming with Colby. And some, so, you know, Colby Carino, he's an original duckling too. There are four of us.
Yes. We've learned that in some of our past interviews. We did run into you guys in New Jersey. I think that was Coach Mikey's grandma lived down the street or something.
Yep.
From the venue there. But yeah, that's
I miss her.
Yeah, I regret not being like, hey, can I come over and watch WrestleMania at your grandma's? You know, but I didn't really know you guys like that. You know? but like in my head, I was watching WrestleMania the whole time, and in my head, I was like, just going through the cartoon of what was happening at Coach Mikey's grandmother's.
I think I was in the basement, a little apartment thing down there where I stay when I'm there, and just watching WrestleMania while my girlfriend slept and while everybody else was asleep. So I think it was pretty uneventful, but I enjoyed it.
Oh man!
But
sure,
I had
so
a
we ended up
yeah,
playing.
We had show earlier that day. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. You guys get to travel. Where do you guys all travel? You said we met you guys out in New Jersey. You travel up there frequently, New Jersey, New York.
Yeah,
area?
Well, I mean, well, until everything like shut down, it seemed like we were in Florida and New Jersey and New York pretty much every weekend or so. But, I mean, we travel all over the place. Like, say, we've been out to California, you know, like I said, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Rhode Island, Florida, just Mississippi, just wherever. I flew out to Maine. You know, it's just – we're just all over the place.
Awesome, man. Yeah.
Like,
I love all the content.
Like this weekend, I'm in Georgia and North Carolina, so not too far. I've got two shows in Georgia Friday. I've got a show in Georgia Saturday, and then I've got a show in North Carolina Sunday.
You got two shows in one day? What does that look like? You got an early show and a late show, or what, how does that work?
Well, one show starts at 6:30, and the other show starts at 8, and they're about an hour and a half apart. So if I go on early at one and late on the other, no problem. I do it all the time. Hello.
Hello. Oh, sorry. I lost my headphones there.
Hello.
For a second.
Testing. Sibilance. 1, 2. Testing.
forever the image of Lance Lude pecking the damn microphone with his nose as well. It's been a lot of people's favorites, man, when I show them the interviews. you guys really stick out, man. The personality and all the fun that you guys bring to it, and in-ring, like, top-notch technical ability and just all the craziness. Seeing you guys, like, jumped off a garage at one show, or what was that?
You'd have to be more specific. Lance has jumped off of roofs.
No.
I've jumped out of trees. Lance has jumped off of a roof on top of a roof. Lance has been thrown off balconies. Lance has been thrown off roofs. I've jumped off roofs. You just have to be more specific with which time.
Sorry.
But we try not to be boring, but
we'll get our research team on it. But you guys are very entertaining. I was gonna say you guys do so much that it does pop up in those viral moments, and it's always great to see you guys in those and get your shine and recognition off those too. You seem pretty busy.
Man.
Do you keep up with the current product at all?
Yes, I absolutely do. I try to watch everything I can, even though I'm behind on some things.
All right. Yeah, there's so much stuff going on. Here tonight, AEW, NXT, you keep up with those at all?
Oh, yeah, I watch those all the time. I haven't started it yet. I'm starting it late, so I haven't watched either one of them yet. But I plan to here
all
shortly.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm
all
just
right.
I get caught up doing other things. So it does get watched, but it's usually where
sure,
I fast
sure.
forward to commercials and try to get through it a little quicker.
Another amazing.
You know, I keep up with that. I'm behind right now on Ring of Honor. I'm a little behind on Impact, but I try to watch everything I can, just any type of wrestling I can. I wish I had the access that everyone has now whenever I was growing up, as opposed to having one tape to watch over and over and then getting a second tape to watch it
Yeah, we're blessed to live in these times where it's like, even tonight I'm watching AEW and NXT at the same time on an app, like on the Roku and on my TV. It's just, you didn't watch it on your phone or at
work. Now there's so many options, and I just, now that I'm a grown-up, I don't have the time I wish I did. So when I was a kid, I could dedicate more time to it. So I wish I had this when I was a kid. I'd be able to watch more. However,
certainly
not, life isn't that kind.
The ducks got bills to pay.
No. Quack. Just trying to get my duck wet.
Yes. Let's see. What else? You put out a list earlier this week on social media. Would you like me to pull that up?
Sure.
Let's see. What was that? Kind of like a dream match?
Well, just some. I wasn't limiting myself to just those people. But it's like those are some of the names that came to mind. I actually found myself with a little bit of free time, which is very rare. So I slept a little bit, and then I was actually able to take some time to just watch some wrestling without, like, having to be doing other stuff while it's happening.
Sure. Who's some people from your area down there, like in the South, or when you guys travel up to New York, New Jersey? Who's some people, like, you've got your eye on? Or that fans don't know about, maybe. Maybe some under-the-radar talent.
Well, I think that there's a lot of very, very good talent down here. Like, say that some are starting to break out, and some just need that chance. Like, there's a Movie Mike out of Charlotte. There's Lucky Ali. Savannah Evans, which she's making appearances on Dark right now. But she's very good. Very special talent. There's a lot. There's a lot down here. Obviously, J.D. Drake, that's somebody I've known for almost two decades, who we always end up living 5 minutes apart from each other. So, but I wouldn't say he slept on anymore because he's kind of broken out a little bit.
All right. And what's one of the things that drew you into pro wrestling as like a kid, or what made you want to do this?
That's very odd because, like, I don't have that first memory of wrestling. Like, I just know that I've just always loved it and always watched it. So it's not just, I love this about it. No, I just love it all. I just love wrestling. It's just, it's the coolest. Like, it's the best thing, man. Like, I've just, ever since I was a little kid. There was never like, oh, I sat down, this is the first memory I have of it. No, I just remember I was always just watching it when I could, asking my dad if I could stay up past my bedtime so I could watch it. Like, say, I would rent videotapes when I was able, like, say, of old WrestleManias or whatever. Then eventually I made friends who were also wrestling fans, and I'd borrow videotapes from them or just whatever, and just anything I could get my hands on, I would just watch. And every Monday night, like, just anything I could.
Awesome, awesome, man. And you, along with the Ugly Ducklings, you guys host your own podcast, the Pond
yeah.
My Own podcast. Now you got a video series as well,
man.
It's
a video podcast, I guess you'd call it.
You guys have had some amazing guest lists. Like, if you wrote it out, it's like a WrestleMania type list of guests on there. What's been some of your favorite memories from doing that?
Oh, man, one of the best and just nicest guys that we've ever, we've ever dealt with, who's done it a couple times, Ron Simmons. He's just super cool, super great guy. Like, I always cherish any time I'm on a show with him because he actually takes the time to talk to you and care to watch the matches and give you advice. And he's always just down to do whatever. He's very, very accommodating. So Ron Simmons, we've had both Hardy Boys. We've had Cody on there a couple years ago. Just, I don't know, man. We've had Orange Cassidy, Nick Gage, tons of guests, you know.
Hey.
So I'm just trying to think of ones off the top of my head, but I'm sure, I mean, Shotzi Blackheart. I don't know, too many to name.
Sure,
but,
sure.
But feel free, anyone listening to this, feel free to put in, Duck Pond, the interview series, The Ugly Ducklings, on YouTube, and plenty will pop up.
Awesome, man. Definitely. Yeah, I guess that's the idea, is just to share all the cool content that's out there, the awesome wrestling content that's out there for fans to check out.
Oh, absolutely. And give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Three Mother Duckers, or The Ugly Ducklings on Facebook. So go ahead and get those plugs out there. Pond plugs.
Oh, yeah. Any other upcoming shows, stuff you want to plug real quick?
Man, I've got all sorts of shows, but you guys can catch me at XWW. It's I'm blanking on the channel right now, so that's not good. But they're airing on local TV, and they're also airing on the internet the next day. So just check them out. YouTube, look up their Twitter. It's Extreme World Wrestling. Look up their YouTube, their Facebook, and all the information's there. XWW, and based out of North Carolina, Action Wrestling. Based out of Tyrone, Georgia. They're on IWTV. I'm on a lot of things on IWTV. I wrestle for TWE in Chattanooga, Tennessee. They're also on IWTV, just everywhere. We've also very special thing coming up. As you know, our duck-billed brethren, Lance Lute, has hit some very hard times and was diagnosed with colon cancer. But he's had successful surgery. We think he's going to make a full recovery. Everything looks positive. But we are putting on a benefit show for him in Burlington, North Carolina, on April 30th. So that's going to be available on Fight TV and a delayed replay on IWTV. But there's going to be a donation page and everything. All of this money, every bit of it's going towards Lance and his medical bills and whatever treatment he needs. We've got a lot of crazy matches coming up, so please, like say, we're going to start putting out announcements sometime this week or next. Please stay tuned to our social media. We've got a lot of crazy, never-before-seen, never-will-see-again matches, I'm sure. Just stuff, things that people didn't know they wanted to see until it's going to be announced. Then they're going to realize how much they need to see it, and they never thought of it. Again, that's Burlington. The show is called Ducks Fly Together. You get tickets on Eventbrite, and you can make donations to Lance's, I believe it's his GoFundMe, I believe it is. But, again, you go to our social media, and all of it is right there. All the information is there, and you can just check it out. You can find it April 30th, Burlington, North Carolina, Ducks Fly Together, a benefit show for Lance Lude. We're going to have some just crazy stuff. A lot of surprise guests. Lots of people want to be involved in this and want to take their time to help. So it's going to be wild. It's going to be something special.
Man, that's great news, man. I got goosebumps here. Man. Great to hear that the surgery went well as well, man. It was Lance Lude, somebody, ever since I've seen him, like you said, he's just gave everything to wrestling. He had so much fun in those interviews. You guys are such characters, so much fun. You really guys really challenged me and made me look at the way I do shoot interviews in a different light. And just made me want to have more fun with the interviews and everything, too.
Well, that's what this is all about, right? It's supposed to be fun. And Lance is someone that I've spent more time with than my own family over the past 5 years. So I've seen him through injury. I've seen him through hard times. And this is one of the hardest. So he definitely needs our help, and we're going to be there for him. Ducks fly together, and that's why the show's called that, because it's a fact. So he's not alone in this. He's got me. He's got Colby. He's got Coach Mikey. He's got everybody. So, again, April 30th, Burlington, North Carolina, there's going to be a huge benefit show for him. We've already got names like Nolan Edward confirmed, J.D. Drake. We've got Hoodfoot. We've got just the wrestling prodigies. Obviously, the Ugly Ducklings will be there. We've got Timmy Lurette, and we've got White Mike. We've got just names and names and names. Savannah Evans could be there. Lucky Ali, Jaden Newman, Chip Day. We've got quite a card coming up. So we just want to raise some money for our brother.
Amazing, man. Make me want to. I've been debating going to Tampa for the WrestleMania week, but you make me want to just forget all that and just come out to Carolina, April 30th. You say
do both, man.
There we go.
If you can't make it out to North Carolina on April 30th, you could check it out on Fight TV and IWTV and still make a donation.
Awesome, man. Well, yeah, definitely check out the Ugly Ducklings. Keep up with all that. Show some love to Lance. Definitely a guy who's gave his heart and his body to pro wrestling for sure, man.
Well, I appreciate you allowing me this platform to plug that show and, you know, try to get everyone hype about it because I'm excited about it. Just like
I think
matches are going to be insane.
Yeah, I'll try to do a little write-up here and see what we can get, send it out and see what we can get for press as well.
Please do. Thank you.
One of my objectives with the podcast is to kind of just grow it and step more into the journalism brand outside of stalking wrestlers after shows for interviews. No. But thank you, Rob Killjoy, joining us here tonight. Hopefully we'll see you at WrestleMania weekend or April 30th. Make me want to take the trip out, man. The one way – we can't even do that now. We can't put our hands together and do the way you guys end interviews. But I felt
you're right. I'm sorry. But in spirit, we're doing it in spirit.
All right. Should we do this in spirit real quick?
Yeah, man. All right, hands out.
All right. I'll follow your lead. I'll try.
All right.
Quack.
Quack.
Oh, shit.
Quack.
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 Quack. Quack.
Quack. Quack.
Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack.
You got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Killjoy of the Ugly Ducklings, thank you, man. You guys always make me feel like family with that. That's why I'm like, man.
Thank you, sir.
I'm hearing about that show, the amazing, amazing show. April 30th.
Thank you, sir. April 30th, Burlington, North Carolina. Quack, quack.
Amazing. Fight TV.
Thank you, sir.
Replay on IWTV. Hell yeah. Have a great night, Rob.
You too. Quack.
Oh, man. Such a treat. Such a treat to have him on here. As we watch the amazing lineup here, Wednesday night, Dynamite, NXT going on. To have a couple wrestlers on here, the caliber of the Ugly Ducklings, Rob Killjoy, and a hotshot, Danny Duggan. A couple guys who could main event shows anywhere, really. Like, there's so much, such an entertaining brand. Two very different styles as well. Maybe that'd be a fun comparison to bring up. But, wow, goosebumps. Great news hearing that the surgery for Lance went well.
definitely a lot of heart. Yeah, you guys can check out those, that interview from post-WrestlePalooza with Rob Killjoy, Lance Lude. Tonight, it was kind of, I'm grateful that he kind of came out of his show, came out of his character, gave us a little shoot, gave us a little behind the scenes, and still had the fun as well, because I love having fun. And that interview that we were talking about, it was WrestleMania morning, from New York, New Jersey there. They had a show at noon that day in Jersey. And it was just down the street from Coach Mikey's grandma or something. But, it was great to run into those guys. They blessed me with another interview. So we had Coach Mikey joined us this time. So it was Rob Killjoy, Lance Lude, and Coach Mikey. So we might have to make this trip down to the Carolinas at the end of April. Maybe we can get one with Baby Duck in there as well, kind of our progression. And then tonight we had the Solo Duck, so maybe we'll have to complete the collection of Duck interviews. But an amazing tag team. So can't put them over enough. Go check them out. Oh no. Hey. Is this our guest from the frozen tundra?
Well, John, how are you today, buddy?
Oh, man, I am. It feels like my birthday. It's not my birthday, but it feels like it. Like the WrestleMania week vibe. Like, oh, my God, what a show. How are you doing tonight? We've got Rough Waters from the Okanagan Review joining us.
That's right, Okanagan Wrestling Review in the house. How are you today, John? Last time we spoke, I think I was hiring your children to pie you in the face because you lost the bet with me.
I don't. Where's the mute button? Where's the mute? I don't want to talk about it. I just want to say that gambling is bad. So,
yep.
That's all I have
especially
to say
when
about
you
that.
Lose. But those kids are deadly with the pies.
Yeah,
man,
dude,
that was a great interview with. Sorry, that was a great interview with Rob Killjoy. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I'm glad. I kind of changed it up, the style. Usually I'll sit and write out the questions, and then I'll nervously try to remember them, and I'll just fumble terribly, anxiety written over them. But, tonight I just kind of jotted some notes and went through them and try to let it go as natural as possible and let them be the star and maybe try to get as many clips as we can. Like I said, turning these into press release clips. I think that's one of the things that Jordan Garber taught me as well. But, I wish we could have brought you on
right
for that first. Were you listening? Did you get to listen to the Danny Duggan segment?
I didn't. I'm going to go back and listen to Danny's segment. I know Danny, and I'm a big CWE fan, Canadian Wrestling's Elite. And definitely going to be going back there. I'm sorry, I just got back from work, and I definitely wanted to call in, say happy St. Patrick's Day to you, my friend, and maybe we could chat about a few things. Here in BC right now, I'm in British Columbia, Canada, the Okanagan Valley here, and unfortunately, we don't have any wrestling going on here right now. There's all of the indie promotions in this valley and in BC. I don't think there's a lot going on, of course, due to COVID. Like you and Rob were just talking about, I mean, there is so much wrestling on television right now that it's hard to keep up. It's such a, like, really anything you're looking for, any promotion. And, it is hard to keep up, like what you guys were just talking about there.
Certainly. But, yeah, man, you'll have to listen. I asked Danny about the Okanagan, and he makes it sound like the paradise. Like, I want to go there now. And
you should.
Makes it sound like a beautiful, like, paradise. Like, maybe when things open up, we gotta get to Canada. That's on my list of things to do as soon as things open up.
Oh, you definitely should. Definitely should. Hey, have you been – what did Danny say? No, what did Danny say?
He had some great – he had some great news, man. You'll have to check it out. I don't want to give you any spoilers now.
Okay,
but,
cool.
Yeah,
also, well, he gets a lot of support from when CWE comes through BC here. He gets a lot of support from wrestling fans. It's a huge, huge thing here. So
awesome. Yeah, it's amazing what he's created. I mean, I didn't even really think about it till tonight. I was like, other than CWE, like, what other indie promotion goes on these tours? And I was like, none. Like, it's just
not
amazing
across
what
Canada,
he's been able to. In America, though, either. I mean, outside of, like, maybe GCW and some of these other promotions are doing multiple shows, but not the tours that he puts on, man. So I think you can tell he's just excited to get back to it. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kind
he
of
always,
nice, I suppose, for...
He brings always some big names too with him, and unfortunately the last one that was supposed to be coming through was Vampiro, and then that was right before. Oh, it was Vampiro and Shane Douglas actually were on the card for the last tour that he was going to take through across Canada, and then COVID struck, and we all got screwed on that, and that was such a bummer because that would have been like to see Shane Douglas. You know, the franchise and Vampiro on the same show, plus all of the other great wrestlers. Like, you know, you got, they always bring just a stacked card, you know?
Yeah, he's really got his pulse on that. I mean, there's a million legends to choose from, but like you said, he brings in top-notch guys. Like you said, Shane Douglas and Vampiro, especially at an indie show like that, amazing, man. I always regret not buying that, the triple threat shirt, that yellow triple threat shirt, man. I was like, forever hate myself for that decision. Someday, I hope to redeem myself. And Vampiro just seems like an amazing character, being a juggler. His story, man, how he was like this, they should make a movie about his life. Heart-throbbing Mexico and, like, this rocker guy and just way ahead of his time on all that stuff. And just being a juggalo with time with ICP, seeing that happen. And I guess being a teenager in the Attitude Era, seeing him show up on WCW.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
What? Speaking of WCW, a lot of people I've talked with say AEW has kind of got that WCW feel. How do you feel about AEW so far?
I'm a huge fan. I was just watching it here. I was kind of watching it while I'm listening to your interview with Rob Killjoy there, and I'm a huge fan. I love it. I love what they're doing. I try and catch Dark as well, but obviously, definitely. Always watching Dynamite every week, and you know they're always trying different things. You know, it's cool to see that, you know, Christian is back. I can't wait to see him wrestle again. You know, Sting's back, which is kind of cool. And that AEW Revolution, the last one there that we just had was the last weekend. You know, that was the highest grossing non-WWE pay-per-view event since 1999. They made almost $7 million.
Okay, nice.
That's pretty
news.
Impressive. That is great news. It's super impressive. I mean, it's good matches, good talent, great talent. What are your thoughts? Are you enjoying AEW now that, you know, it's been kind of a product for you know, long enough now that, you know, it's kind of a staple?
Yeah, personally, I enjoy it. I like what they're doing. I understand that they're still somewhat of a new company, you know, trying to establish a brand and a lot of wrestlers. And, yeah, I enjoy it. I personally enjoy it, like what they've done. And I don't know if I'm biased because, no, I'm not. Even if Top Flight, a tag team from Minnesota, even if they weren't a part of it, like, I think I'd still be a big fan of what AEW is doing. Seeing Darby, seeing the and Sting here. And, I'm a fan of what they've done. There's a lot of stuff you can say, oh, they could do this better and that better. But it's like, until you have the money and the
lights and you have to put a show together. It's a whole other thing. But, yeah, I've enjoyed what they've done.
Yeah, they're still a young company, right? And you know they're learning and they're doing the best they can. I'm loving it.
I think one bad thing was maybe a misunderstanding.
he said I'm on 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah, it's too bad that the failed fireworks kind of overshadowed the main event, because I thought that it was an amazing main event. Like, I love that match when he hits that Dirty Deeds through the table. Or it's probably called something different now, isn't it? But he hits that DDT's Omega through that table and just sits up, and he's got the blood and that look on his face. And I loved it, too. A lot of people, like the Cornettes of the world, criticize Kenny Omega for not being real enough, and it's like, I look at the strikes that he's throwing and everything else, and it makes sense to me. And is kind of, what is that, the one-winged angel? Like, that thing looks sick. You know, like, I've enjoyed it. But I do understand the critiques. One of the original, trying to get the Patreon going. So one thing we're going to start doing is writing these articles, pros and cons. We're going to start doing a thumbs up or thumbs down. Orange Cassidy, what do you think of Orange Cassidy?
I love Orange Cassidy. Yeah, people like Jim Cornette can I won't say, I'm not sure if this is a family show or not, but, you know, like, the guy's a dinosaur, and his opinion, really, I'm not sure who pays attention to that guy run his mouth and just slam people. Like, what's he doing right now? Nothing. Just criticizing. You know, what do you think of the WrestleMania 37 there, April 10th, 11th? What do you think of that, how that's shaping up so far?
I've been thinking about making the trip down to Tampa. Like, I know I probably shouldn't, but, like,
I
think tickets will be available. It's like seeing these tickets for AEW as well. Like, it just seems like they're available there. It's like, it's tempting. It's hard to not go, you know, especially if we might get the stimulus check. I guess it's already passed through. Yeah, if that stimulus check shows up, it's going to be hard to not go. But
right on.
And Generations Championship Wrestling, they're doing a big thing Friday, and they were kind of inviting all press to come and cover their event for free, and I'm hoping to get our name in the hat. I threw my name in the hat and kind of like, well, if they say no, I probably won't go anyway. But if they say yes, I'll probably go even just to do that, because a full day they had like Leo Rush booked and quite a few other, Sky Blue, I think. Just a long list. I can't even. I'm so terrible. I can't remember now. But a very interesting card. And then, just everything going on that week. If I sidestep your question. But WrestleMania. What's going on for WrestleMania? Edge versus Roman?
Well, there's that so far. That will be, I think that's going to be a good one, Universal Championship. I'd love to see Edge with the Universal Championship. That would be pretty wild. We got Bobby Lashley, of course, with MVP, Hurt Business, taking on Drew McIntyre. And the cool thing about that one is those guys have worked so hard, 16 years for Bobby Lashley, 17 years for McIntyre to be in the business, and they just recently have won, you know, the WWE Championship. So it's kind of cool to see them fighting. You know, they kind of came up together. They battled, their whole career pretty much coming up. And to see them battling at WrestleMania 37, that's pretty cool. I'm a big fan of both of them, but I really like seeing Bobby Lashley as the champ right now. That's killer.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. To see, I mean, everybody's always saying, or at least for me, it's like, give somebody a chance to run with the ball at least. It feels like WWE really doesn't give enough people a chance to be the guy and sell all those shirts and the
to be that person. I think, you know, this has been a great chance for both those guys. Bobby Lashley is a guy I never liked at all, honestly, as a fan. Like, I never enjoyed what he did. And I guess I didn't really see his first run with WWE, but, his impact in TNA. But, yeah, his last run with the Hurt Business, it's just, like, totally reinvented all those guys. And it's just been amazing to think of a guy like MVP to kind of take the path that he's taken, you know, going to New Japan and working with Impact and then coming back here. Like who would have thought? Like, totally, like, yeah, it's just a great great story, a feel-good story.
It is good. Who knows what's going to happen. Still quite a ways away till WrestleMania, but and then I don't know if you watched Monday Night Raw. The New Day is the new 11-time tag team champion there.
Yeah, I caught that. I think that would be a great feud, them in the Hurt Business, and then all of a sudden AJ Styles and his bodyguard come out.
Yeah, and I don't think almost has fought yet, or he hasn't wrestled yet. So it'd be, and he's a massive, like, I mean, the guy is huge. So it's going to be interesting to see what he can do. He's just going to be a brutal destroyer. So I don't know how New Day is going to fare against those two, but who knows? Maybe that was the whole point, is for them to drop the belts for AJ and Omos. Because AJ has not, he's kind of had, I don't know if he's had, no, I think he's had everything except tag team titles in WWE.
Interesting. Yeah, that'd be a great dynamic, those two, too. The way that he can work and then how much you can learn being in a tag team with AJ Styles and traveling around like that. Yeah, now that you mention it, I don't think he has that match, even on the Raw Underground. He was just kind of the bodyguard for that.
Yeah, when AJ came in, he basically went almost straight to the top, and rightfully so, in my opinion, anyway.
Well, yeah. Yeah, amazing look. Like, just looks like a $1 million. Like, you know that old school, don't want to meet that guy in the alley if he's pissed off at you. Oh, yeah.
And then there's
that
coming up March 21st. And so, I don't know, there's nothing too crazy on that one. Alexa Bliss versus Randy Orton, which I'm not really sure what that's going to be about.
Huh.
But at least Randy won't have to take bumps.
Be some cinematic. Yeah, it'd be interesting considering how WWE has taken such a stance against intergender wrestling too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a feeling the Fiend might have something to do with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Big E versus Apollo Crews on the 21st at Fastlane for the Intercontinental Championship as well.
Nice. Just to see that people are doing things again. I guess there's another guy I haven't seen too much of the new Apollo Crews gimmick yet. But excited that they gave him something. They're like, there's just so many, like, their whole roster is filled with main event people that could main event across the world, and they're just, so many of them are doing nothing, and it's just like, they could just give them, like, I think that's what people miss the Attitude Era. Like, Russo wasn't the best, but he gave everybody something. Like, the mid-card angles were interesting, and there were stories. You didn't need a belt or anything. It was just interesting the whole time, I guess.
Yeah.
So, one of the aspects I've been missing.
Yeah, so anyways, lots going on, and then, you know, like, on top of this, you got Impact. Impact is killing it. I know New Japan, whenever I can catch it, it's incredible. One thing I was going to say earlier too, and I meant to say it when we were talking about AEW, was I like the way AEW incorporates, you know, some New Japan pro wrestling, as well as, you know, you had the Good Brothers tag team champion, you know, for Impact, they're coming in. So you have that crossover where you have the different brands interacting, and you don't see that with WWE. WWE is WWE. You're not going to see them bringing in AEW champions. You're not going to see them bringing in Impact. You're not going to see them bringing in New Japan. Well, those three are all working together now, at least in some way, if nothing else, just for some little cross promotion. But I think that's great.
Yeah, that's a great point. I'm glad you made that point.
It just brings attention to other brands too, right? You know, so. So are you? Do you have indie wrestling going on in your area? And you're in Minnesota, right?
Minnesota, right in the middle. We're touching Canada, but. We're
right,
pretty awesome.
Right in our dirtiest spot, too, right?
There's been a few matches. But I just want to jump NXT right now. Walter just came out as Ciampa was sticking it to Imperium, I think their team is called. And Walter comes out and lays out Ciampa, maybe setting up a WrestleMania week match as well. I think that's the most interesting thing is that they're doing two nights. NXT is going to have their event, so there's three nights. If they're doing the Hall of Fame, is that four nights, and then you got SmackDown on Friday, NXT on Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? They almost got a full week of just WWE where, and then you got all these mega indie shows going on as well. But, chaos. Look at this. Goodness, NXT is wild.
Yeah.
I don't know if Adam Cole's getting arrested. William Regal's out there. It's pretty wild, man. I love this feeling ever since we've been doing this podcast. Coming back, giving me that passion has really come back.
Nice. I'm glad to hear it, John. That's awesome, and thank you for inviting me on here. It's always a pleasure chatting with you, and I've been on your other show a couple times, and we've done some interactions, so it's always great. We got Western BC, Western Canada, and you know the good old Minnesota, northern USA joining forces here. So.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I'm glad you could come on, man. That was one of my bright spots of 2020. Even though I lost the bet and got a bunch of pies in my face, that was some of the most fun I had all year.
that was fun. Well, that's what you get for picking Lance Archer over Cody Rhodes.
Now I want to gripe a little bit, man. They have been booking him terribly. Here's this monster guy. Hopefully.
No, they're still good with Jake the Snake and him. That's still killer. I love it.
Yeah. I'm excited to see. And then the way they do Dark too to give all these guys chances. We were talking about that the other day, like. If this thing succeeds in 5 years from now, we look back at AEW Dark, there's going to be just all these dream matches, you know, with main event level people when they were first, you know, starting off here and kind of getting their footing, getting comfortable working on TV. So,
very exciting. No, you're right. You're right.
Here from Minnesota, seeing Top Flight make it there. Just seeing all the other people get tryouts. JJ Garrett getting a tryout. He's another area guy. A great talent. See them people get a look on TV is very exciting. Yeah, everything they brought, like you said. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. Anything you want to talk about or anything coming up or you want to plug anything before you go?
No, you know what? I think anything I was wanting to chat with you about has been said. Unfortunately, I said, a lot of there's nothing really I can talk about around here because our indie shows are really on hold still at this point. So I've got really nothing local to push. So I think I'm good to go here. And like I said, always good to talk to you, John. And I'll be stoked to continue to listen to your podcast now that I know you're doing this. So
awesome, thanks, man. Yeah, I'd love to have you back on next time. Maybe
for sure.
We'll do some co-host. Maybe we'll do some co-hosting next time. Or like tonight, I kind of just gave Michael from Michael's Corner the floor and let him kind of give you some segments on the show as well, trying to build the show. And nobody wants to listen to me for an hour
Well, if anybody wants to follow Okanagan Wrestling Review, we're on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. I've got lots of different matches and interviews with all kinds of professional wrestlers, both indie and you know, former WWE and whatnot. So, anyways, you guys, you take care, and we'll talk to you soon, John.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks for joining us. That was Rough Waters of the Okanagan Wrestling Review. He is from British Columbia, Canada. I couldn't point that out on a map because I'm a stupid American.
Okay, see you, John.
All right, see you, man. Take care. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Should we get back to some more? Oh, look at this. The Varsity Blondes and Dante Martin taking on FTR and Sean Spears. Is that next week? Interesting. We'll just see those guys on there. Should we play some more AC/DC tonight? We're waiting for our masked wrestler singer. I don't know if we're gonna get him on here tonight or not. If not tonight, definitely next week. But yeah, I just wanted to have a lot of fun. Bring in some more segments. Play some wrestling songs.
Sensitive areas.
Whoa. No commercials about shaving sensitive areas. Some more AC/DC. Let's do it. Can you name that theme? Oh. I'm going to take a little break. Give it off to a band. Actic. Hope you sound it out. PG-13, we can say dirty stuff. Speaking of dirty stuff, yeah.
When I'm in the upper class high society, God has the ballroom that you like, and I always fill my ballroom there. It's never small. The same thing they say I've got the biggest ball.
Written all over him. Great to see him. I like the LA Knight. It reminds me of those cool, the British Knight shoes. Which were also cool as fuck. Alright, I think we've reached our limit between the cock question and a couple of swears. I think we've reached our limit for the night. We might have to shut the show down.
Check the line.
Great night so far tonight, joined by hotshot Danny Duggan from Winnipeg, Canada, runs the CWE up there, a touring indie company, unheard of, shut down by COVID, still just biting at the bit as ever. Danny ready to get back out there. Cool that he brought up. I can't wait to check that out. Look that up. CW Canadian Wrestling Elite Ring Warriors documentary. on Amazon Prime. Oh, nice. Oh, well, you got to stay on the line, fool. Yeah, stay on hold. And, I'll bring you on. Got some confusion here with the masked wrestler. Hard to read the rules. Uh-oh. Oh, fat guy in a little coat. Oh, he just shredded the inside Drake's coat. Please tell me they're going to make a fat guy in a little coat shirt now. Eli Drake almost met the classic WWE distraction finish in his debut here in NXT. But no, the two count. Speaking of indie stars, can't think of NXT name. Gray in there against Eli Drake. Check the interface here. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Let's cut down the audio here from the NXT match because we've got our last special segment of the night, the two-hour special State of Pro Wrestling podcast segment. We welcome to the show the masked wrestler, singer, the surprise wrestler, the 100th caller. We'll take the 100th caller on the line. If you can guess who this masked wrestler, singer is, you will win the State of Pro Wrestling podcast prize package. One of a kind. We've never given one away. Masked wrestler, take it away.
I'll give you a prize package.
Uh-oh. Is this the guy who called earlier and asked?
And make the deal. Would you like to hear Robbie Dufree, Girls and Cars? Would you like to hear Bruce Springsteen's The Wrestler? Would you like to hear Take Home Tonight by Eddie Money? Would you like to hear Learning to Fly by Tom Petty? Would you like to hear Strange Love by Depeche Mode? Would you like to hear Voices, in parentheses, Randall Orton, by Richard Luzzi and WWE Music Group?
Let's see. Let's check our internet fan poll. Let's see. Based on the fans voting, this is a song you guys want to hear. Hello?
Ready to sing. Have you ever seen a one-trick pony in the field? So happy and so free. If you've ever seen a one-trick pony, then you've seen me. Oh. Have you ever seen a one-legged dog making its way down the street? If you've ever seen a one-legged dog, then you've seen me. When you see me, I come and stand in every door. Then you've seen me, I always leave with less than I had before. Then you've seen me, but I can make you smile when the blood hits the floor. Tell me, friend, can you ask for anything more? Tell me, can you ask for anything more? Have you ever seen a scarecrow filled with nothing but dust and weeds? If you've ever seen that scarecrow, then you've seen me. Have you ever seen a one-armed man punching at nothing but the breeze? If you've ever seen a one-armed man, then you've seen me. Then you've seen me. I come and stand at every door. Then you've seen me. I always leave with less than I had before. Then you've seen me. But I can make you smile when the blood it hits the floor. Tell me, friend, can you ask for anything more? Tell me, can you ask for anything more when the motherfucking blood hits the floor? These things that have comforted me, I drive away. This place is my home. I cannot stay. My only face and the broken bones and the bruises I display. Have you ever seen a one-legged man trying to dance his way free? If you've ever seen a one-legged man, then you've seen me. Play the guitar, John.
That was amazing. Now I had planned to do a full interview, but I don't think we're going to give the fan. I think we've given the fans enough. I think we'll play it back over the week here on State of Pro Wrestling social media, and we'll see if any of the fans out there can guess who this masked wrestler singer is, and we'll bring you back on next week, maybe for another song. Until fans can figure
package.
Out
what's in the prize package.
Sure.
I don't know,
fans. I've got a package waiting for you, pal. I'll give you the prize package.
We'll see if we get 100 callers tonight. We're on caller number 93 right now. See if we can get any more. If we don't get 100 callers, we're going to have to wait till next week's show to give away the prize package. We'll give fans another 5 minutes here. That was our very first segment called the Masked Wrestler, a surprise guest that we will have an interview with here on a future episode of State of Pro Wrestling Podcast. So I just want to thank the Masked Wrestler. Any last words before you part ways and do whatever you're going to do with the rest of your Wednesday night?
Well, thank you. Later, when I'll
right.
show you a podcast.
Well, as long as you don't show me a package, I guess. Prize
package will be on your doorstep. 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. The package will be on your doorstep. Will you put on the mask?
Joke's on you, pal. I live in my van. I don't have a doorstep.
Got room for another?
Yeah, we could probably
need a roommate.
Utilities are pretty cheap. And we can travel, be gypsies. But you got to take the mask off. But not until fans guess who you are. So maybe next week, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, fans tune in. They'll get to hear another jam from you. Maybe we can take that acapella you just laid down and we can find, I know Ricky Noren does some industrial rock, weird, I don't know, artsy stuff. Maybe he can do something, create a remix of that. That was a beautiful tonight. The rest.
I'll give you a remix.
All right, you really, I don't know, is this the caller from earlier who asked Danny Duggan about the Cox? Is this the caller with the Cox question?
How the hell am I supposed to remember that?
Okay. Here, we better end this show. It's supposed to be PG-13. Let's send it out one more time. Let's hear from this new hot band.
More like PG-69.
AC/DC. All right, Matt Singer, you have a good night. We'll give us a phone call next week and sing us a beautiful song again.
We'll see about that. I'll show you a beautiful song when I'm living next to you in the van.
Oh, God. Fans, we need to find out who this is. We need to find out soon. I can't take any more. Mute his microphone. Shut his microphone off. All right, AC/DC, sending it out. We got the main event, a hell of a match. Got Britt Baker, Thunder Rosa in the ring. Ooh, maybe AEW Women's Championship implications. Oh! You remember what pay-per-view this is from? Takes me back. I want to thank all you fans for tuning in tonight. Tune in next week, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, State of Pro Wrestling Podcast. BlogTalkRadio.com, Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash Network. Thank you, Martez. Thank you, Hot Shot Danny Duggan. Thank you, Rob Killjoy. Thank you, Matt Singer. Thank you, Okanagan Review, Rob Waters for the Okanagan Wrestling Review. And thank you, Michael from Michael's Corner and that guy who called in to ask Danny Duggan about dicks.